541 here on WTOP. Is there anyone out there who wouldn't like more money in their pockets, especially during retirement? A silly question, perhaps, but you might be missing out on that extra coin, particularly if you've had a divorce or maybe you've been widowed in your life.
WTOP contributor Barry Glassman of Glassman Wealth joins us live in studio to talk about this very special demographic. Barry, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. We're going to get specific today and talk about just a few of your listeners today.
All right, so let's do it.
So last month I talked about Social Security claiming strategies for married couples that could result in more money during retirement. Now, the same is also true for widows, widowers, and divorcees, and most of them aren't aware. And the Social Security Administration doesn't do an amazing job of proactively telling you you have to ask. And the purpose of these claiming strategies is to maximize the amount that you have during retirement from Social Security. So a great example is a client of mine who visited recently. She's 66 years old and was about to file her own Social Security. She didn't know that she could claim her survivor benefits, which are based on her deceased husband's account instead of her own. We did the math. She took her deceased husband's benefit at age 66 through age 70, then took hers for the rest of her life. And if she lives to at least age 90, she'd collect close to $200,000 more in Social Security benefits.
That's interesting. And you also say that divorcees have certain benefits as well coming their way. That's interesting, something that I didn't know about.
Well, interesting and a little awkward. The divorcees have options too, and most don't realize that they can claim spousal benefits on their ex-spouse's record. That you have to be married at least 10 years, but you could be divorced for decades and still receive half your ex-spouse's benefit. So spousal benefits are typically 50% of their ex-spouse's benefit when their ex-spouse is eligible for full retirement benefits. Now, there are other requirements. The divorcee must be at least 62 years old, and you can't be remarried. Now, like the example of our widow, typically what we see is divorcees will claim their ex-spouse's benefit until they reach age 70, and then they'll take their own benefit at that time. Here's the point. It's not as simple as, do I take my benefit early, on time, or late? If you've got special circumstances of having a spouse at one point and no longer having them, you have to do the math. Ask a financial advisor or visit the Social Security Administration.
Well, thank you very much, Barry Glassman of Glassman Wealth, and you can always read more at WTOP.com.